Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't love junior mints. I just don't hate them. I don't understand why they are treated like second class candy.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Oh, you don't understand why a candy that is basically toothpaste wrapped up in stale chocolate is treated like a second class candy. All right, I get it. It's a good, valid question.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Is there a time to change? You know, the three teams I've drafted this year. Second-class candy is pretty good.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Oh, drafts. Today's April 3rd?
Correct.
The rookie drafts at the FFPC all start on May 3rd. The Dynasty rookie drafts? Oh. I'll make a prediction. Any format, only really interesting if it's a super flex league we're talking about where you start two quarterbacks. Any draft I'm in, all spring and summer, Ashton Jeanty will never not be the 101 without an injury or who drafts him. Atlanta. Some team drafts him where you just wouldn't. Even then, you would still pick Jeanty because it's like the long range. That would be ridiculous. That's not going to happen.
Right.
Not even Atlanta would do that.
After signing a free agent quarterback to $96 million of entirely guaranteed money and then drafting a guy eighth overall. I might want to reconsider putting that past Atlanta.
If Bijan were 30, then okay.
Right. Yeah, but it doesn't really work.
Bijan is already, let me ask you, it's a fantasy question, but I'd like your input on this. Bijan Robinson, I would say, is the consensus most valuable running back to own in Dynasty. It could be Gibbs. I'd say it's Robinson and Gibbs, maybe Robinson. Or it's going to be this guy. Jeanty, like who would you want of the three? Robinson, I think, has come in a little bit under the radar because it started the way it did. That point about how they used Tyler Algier so often when he was a rookie and he didn't even really get the workload. And then it's Atlanta. Maybe people don't really know what he looks like or what, you know, his potential is.
I still really don't. I mean, I saw more foot. I've seen, because of where he ended up in the league on a team that I despise and don't really enjoy watching much at all, I've seen him play more in college than I've seen him play in the NFL.
Yeah.
And I didn't see him play a ton in college. I've hardly ever seen the guy. The game they had in London where Kyle Pitts caught a touchdown 2 years ago.
Against the Jets?
Yeah. That game I watched all of. That's it.
I think that's even 3 years ago.
Okay.
When he wasn't there yet.
Really?
I think.
Wow.
I think the Pitts touchdown was the one touchdown he had.
Yeah.
Wow. That might have been 3 years ago.
I don't even have the right year. Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
When are you watching the Falcons?
Never. I mean, they're on Thursday night. Okay. You know, I'm watching them. I saw them. In fact, Cousins had a great drive.
The Tampa game.
Yeah, great drive late. I mean, it was like textbook
He had 500 yards in that game.
He was a monster, and that last drive was surgical. It was tremendous. I'm not really sure what Tampa was doing, but still, nonetheless.
That game was incredible.
I did. So that's when I will see Atlanta, or they play the Bills, like they did one of Matt Ryan's last games with the Falcons.
And they will do that this year in Atlanta. The Bills play the Falcons. Yeah.
So
what did Bijan do in that game? 12 for 61.
I think I would take Gibbs, I think, of the three guys.
Okay.
I just think, and that part of that is I've seen him more. So, you know, it's not to say like Robinson can't do all the things and then some that Gibbs can do. I've seen Gibbs play 10 times.
Yeah, right.
And I've hardly seen Robinson play much at all. And Gibbs is still, both guys are still the same draft, still young enough to me. I would take that over a rookie right now, almost any rookie, just because. Who knows? You know, I mean, I know how it sounds and how it reads and generational and Barry Sanders and all this stuff, but it's still the draft. I don't know. You know, it's hard to screw up a running back, I think, you know. But I think I would take the young veteran Gibbs, who's, you know, what, only 3 years into his career.
Two. They're only. Both
okay.
Two.
Right, okay. So that's even better.
Yeah, Robinson just turned 23. This offseason, what would football guys do with this? Gibbs 1, Robinson 2. So they're with you. And Genty might be 1 right now. Like he's – no one else really – there's an argument, right? I mean, Barkley's old. McCaffrey's old. Bucky Irving. I mean, no. They're not coming in over those two guys. And Genty, without even knowing where he's going – I think it's a three-man tier for like the running back to own.
But you're saying that Genty will go ahead of those guys in every one of these drafts you're going to do when that opens up?
No.
What did you say?
I'm saying in rookie drafts.
Oh, so rookie draft. Okay, sure.
Last year, super flex, so two quarterbacks start, you know, up to you can start two. Last year, who do we have? We had we didn't have running backs last year. We had Malik Nabers. We had Marvin Harrison.
Yeah.
We had Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels. Like, that maybe is the top five. Bowers, if you're playing with 1.5 points per catch for tight ends, Bowers is that's top six, right? Mm-hmm. May, Bo Nix, McCarthy had six quarterbacks, Penix. He had six quarterbacks go in the first round, and they're, like, the most valuable commodity in that. So they all go, like, first round, they're all first round picks, right? This year, Cam Ward to Tennessee is not coming in over Genty. That's how much. It's a pretty good statement, actually. Like it decidedly. I don't think I'll be in one league.
Yeah,
where that happens.
Yeah, that I don't think that's surprising. I mean, it certainly speaks to the expectation and the excitement around the running back, but the quarterback class is not that highly thought of, right? Like most analysts will tell you, I think that like Cam Ward would not be ahead of, I don't know, maybe he'd be ahead of Michael Penix. I don't even know because that was kind of a surprising pick, I guess.
And would have been fourth at best last year.
Yeah, right. Yeah, those other three guys would have outranked him without question. Who knows? Maybe even Bo Nix would have. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't have thought that. I wasn't that high on Nix. I loved Penix going in, and I was glad to see him get drafted, and I'm thrilled he's going to get a chance to play now already. I mean, he played a little last year. It didn't go great, but it wasn't a disaster either. It was just like, you know.
That could be a good question for one of
our
draft guests, is where would Ward have ranked last year?
Yeah.
Even if we knew number one, Diana Rossini today, it was something weird. It was like, she's uncertain about whether the Titans are certain that they'll pick him. It was like, she's not sure if they're sure.
Okay.
Do you believe that smokescreen? Does Tennessee know it's picking Cam Ward?
They definitely know who they're picking, and I think they know they're picking Cam Ward. But because I always really struggle with the idea that you get through all this, and I mean, I guess I shouldn't say I struggle with it. It's perfectly plausible that teams are in the process in these weeks here, right? Pro days are over, visits are petering out. Like teams have done the work. So now is time to put the board together. But when you're that high up, when you're picking 101, I just think it's crazy to think that they've been thinking about 20 guys, 10 guys, five guys. Like, they're not. They're like two or three possibilities. And so you don't have to do, you have to do all the rest of the work on the draft. Fine, putting the board together. But you're the Tennessee Titans. I don't for a second believe that today they're having meetings trying to decide what to do with the first pick.
Well,
I think you would know that already. But
would you disagree with this, though? How many people have a voice? I mean, in generically on a team, how many people have a voice? Coach, GM, owner. Scouts feed the GM, right? Maybe assistant coaches feed the coach. Owner, maybe his kids feed him. I don't know.
In the case of the Jets, that's probably right. It's
Madden in the case of the Jets and that. So you might not have like debates in terms of like, what do we want to do? But you could have disagreement. I think that was San Francisco with Lance.
Mm-hmm.
Because Schefter doesn't get got like that. All the way to the day of the draft, it's going to be Mac Jones. And like people knew that. And then it wasn't. Just somebody came in over the top and said no to Shanahan.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was the way I thought of it was that Shanahan wanted Mac Jones. Like he says, think about how Purdy plays. Mac Jones is on the 49ers now, by the way. There's that too.
But you can definitely see the attraction there. Similar enough. Not super athletic, not real big, not the biggest arm, but like, you know, smart. He's going to recognize coverages and is going to put the ball where it needs to be.
Exactly. Just don't get me beat.
Right.
That's Purdy. Purdy's maybe better than that. But that was Jones.
Yep.
And that was Garoppolo, who wasn't good. But they won a lot of games. They went to the Super Bowl with him. Had the lead in the fourth quarter.
So swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost three decades. With four stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So anyway, like, who is each party talking to for the rumors to get out? Then at the end, it can end up being someone else. I think that can happen. And that maybe that's Tennessee. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, GM, is they're both fairly new. Owner's fairly new, right? So we'll see. Gibbs, you mentioned, changed his number today.
Zero.
Right.
I love the zero.
I hate it.
I love Coleman in zero. I'm a fan of the zero.
Pick a real number. Pick a number that you can be divisible by. None of this zero. I'm not a fan. Gibbs, he was 28 maybe, 26, 28. And Jameson Williams changed his number.
To one, right?
To one. He was in the teens.
18, I think I have in my head for him.
All right, that's okay.
And I think Gibbs was 26. I think
26.
Did you say that? I think that's what I have in my head here anyway.
Chase is one, right?
Yes. Jamar Chase. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One can work. Jameson Williams, it's funny, whenever I think of him, well, not every time, but sometimes I'll think of him and I'll think of Evan Silva from Establish the Run, who we have scheduled for the show on Monday, because I was listening to him once and he said from someone else that Williams said in an interview, people called him J-Mo. I've told you this. people called him J-Mo, but he doesn't like J-Mo. He wants to be Waymo because he needs the ball Waymo. So I remember hearing Evan tell that story and loved it.
Must not be an Allman Brothers fan. It's one of their two drummers in their original lineup was J-Mo, was his I don't know his whole name, but they called him J-Mo.
J-Mo was his name-o?
You said that, not me.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you, just we have a few minutes. One of the days you missed on vacation was a baseball show. We did baseball. It was opening day. It was last Thursday. And we heard from a lot of listeners who told us how their favorite team became their favorite team.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned you a few times,
but you
should really be the one to explain Boston.
Boston was, for me, 75. I'm 10. My best friend, Jesse, lived three or four doors down, and we did... I mean, you would have fit right in this group. You would have been a lot younger than us when we were little kids because you're 7 years, right, younger than me.
Yeah.
But Jesse was, I think, a year older than me. But we just spent – there were a lot of kids. It was a great neighborhood. You know, a lot – typical, like, early 70s, late – early 80s growing up. Like, just football, baseball, hockey, in the street, at the park, all the time. Just great. Jesse would keep stats for our, like, neighborhood hockey team and stuff. Anyway, he his dad would bring him boxes of baseball cards. And so, and you know, I never had boxes of baseball cards, but I'd use some of my paper route money and buy a few packs, and we'd look at cards and whatever.
Like new boxes?
Like the current.
Father of the year.
Yeah, right. And so we did a trade. It was one of these things. Like, he always had so much to work with, right? Like, he's got six of everything, you know, in some cases, right? And like, you know, I want a Jim Rice. I don't have a Jim Rice. I haven't gotten a Jim Rice. I've opened 20 packs. I don't have a Jim Rice, and he's got four of them.
Yeah.
Right?
75?
Yeah. And so, of course, he's still going to drive a hard bargain, you know, and make me pay regular price, even though he's got all these. And at some point or another, it made me mad. Whatever. I was 10.
Can I please interrupt you one more time to say one thing?
Sure.
I think it was card number 616, but go on.
Okay. That's the Reds and Red Sox are playing in the World Series, and Jesse loved the Reds. And I also, at the time, liked the Reds. We're good friends. We talked about sports a lot. We just did a lot of stuff together. And the only baseball games to that point in my life I had been to were Reds games. Mm-hmm. On vacation. So I was fine with the Reds, but he made me mad at some point, and I sort of decided, out of spite, like, I'm going to start rooting for the Red Sox in this World Series. I liked the park. It was not a hard sell. I was 10. You know, there was plenty to like about the Red Sox. Maybe it would have happened or without this flashpoint, but I feel like, out of spite, because of some baseball card deal gone wrong, I decided to start rooting for Boston. And I may be embellishing the annoyance about the baseball card trade,
mm-hmm,
only because, you know, it got pretty cool for me as the years went by. Like, how'd you become a Red Sox fan? Because I got mad at my best friend when I was 10, and I'm stuck here riding an 86-year World Series drought. Obviously, I've not been here for all of it, but I picked a team that cannot win, including 1975 and then 1978, and then on and on you go. But that's where it started. It started with... I'm not proud to say spite is where it did. Is that somewhat of the story that you told?
No, I didn't remember any of that.
Okay.
I thought it was about the Green Monster.
Yeah. No, I love the ballpark for sure. Once I got there, it absolutely took. It wasn't hard for me to fall in love with them, but I'm sure the flashpoint of it was October of 75. We're here. I'm mad at you.
This is how I'm going
to... I like the Red Sox now. I think that's how I remember it. I don't know if he would vouch for that. He wasn't the one making the big change in his rooting interest, so I doubt he would even remember any of this, like how I became a Red Sox fan or that he played any role in it.
I'm just wondering where the cards are.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was card 616.
Look at you.
It was card number 616.
That's a great job.
75 that tops Rice.
Great job.
I don't know how I knew that. I heard the number in my head and then thought, well, it was one of those rookie cards with the four heads. And that would have been a high number. And I know another card from that area. And so, yes. Jim Rice.
Well, I love that you got that. Oh, yeah. All right. Yep. That brings back memories. The collar hanging out of the
collar.
What even was that? I don't even know what that was. So like a windbreaker under the jersey or something. I don't know. It looks weird, but
I'm
glad you got a day out of that. I love hearing from people that when they want to tell those stories.
Yep.
You know, like how they got here.
Basically. And a bunch of people picked the Reds. The Reds were named more than any other team.
Wow.
A couple of people with bench memories from playing for the Bisons. My story was, you know, my mom's from Southern Ohio, and they, we went to see the Reds.
They were a great team.
They were great.
When people our age were little kids. Like, that helps a lot.
That's right. Yeah. The whole decade.
Yeah.
I remember in 81, the strike, and remember what they did? Where they had the strike in the middle of the season, and when they came back, there were only so many games left. So who made the postseason the first half winner? And then the second half, they reset the standings in the second half winner. And the Reds did not win either half. It was the Dodgers and the Astros. But they ended up with the best record in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
They had the best record in baseball in 1981, but did not make an 8-team postseason because of just how the sequences, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Remember just how annoyed I was by that. Could almost never see them back then. Just they were good enough to get on once in a while, but really.
Right. And
you had Braves fans and Cubs fans from cable,
right?
Last week, Yankees, Mets, Blue Jays, obviously,
right? And so that work stoppage cost them, and then the most recent one cost the Expos playoffs, right?
Best record in 74 and 40.
Yeah, right.
1994, 74-40, and it was all just canceled,
never to be heard from again.
No, right. What an amazing team, the 94 Expos. It totally holds up. Great Pedro, right? I mean, it's just great players.
Pedro, is Vlad there by then or no?
Senior,
no, right.
Larry Walker, Cordero, Grissom, maybe.
Did he not play for Montreal at all, Vlad Guerrero Senior?
No. Oh, he did.
Okay. Sorry. I think
he's later, though.
Okay. All right.
I got to do this now. They were totally loaded. 94 Expos. Cliff Floyd. Moises Alou, Walker, Lou Frazier, Pedro, Wetland, yeah. Rojas, 94 Expos, under Philippe Alou. Anyway, back to football. Reception Perception founder Matt Harmon joined us earlier to talk prospects, and also Keon Coleman, Joshua Palmer, we got around. You'll enjoy this. Matt is really an expert. He's next here on WGR.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.